Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started. Boy, your hair looks good, Serena.
Thanks. This side, I have like, I must have a cowlick over here or something, because it doesn't, this side doesn't do what this side does. This has a nice swoop, this one won't.
So, we have been meaning to do another Gilmore Girls episode since our first one 2 years ago. And we figure, why not now? Because we still get comments on the short we posted, the Gilmore Girls short we posted 2 years ago. And it's crazy. Like, yeah. It's at like 90-some thousand views.
And every day, like, our email, it's like a new comment on the Best Immersed Couples of Gilmore Girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Every day.
So if you haven't heard our Dean versus Jess versus Logan episode, you can check that out after this one. But in this one, we're getting into some of the most hated Gilmore Girls characters. Which I had a hot take that was even a hot take for myself. I was like, wait, really? So, who do you guys want to start with?
Well, I mean, should we just start with the most obvious? The one everyone thinks of, I think, which is April.
No, I did not think of April.
You got to my hot take too soon. April is always my most hated character. Mm-hmm. I loathed her. And then when we were like, because we've been talking about doing this episode for a while. So, and when we first start talking about it, I was starting season 6 of my rewatch. And I was like, perfect timing. I can write down everything I see about April. And I'm like over halfway through season 7. I'm like, I don't really have anything.
See, it's not April who's the problem. It's that plot point.
Yeah.
It's her.
No.
I hate what happens because she enters the plot.
Yes.
But it's not her.
Right.
Like, but none of the storylines involving her and Luke and their life were interesting to me.
Is Luke ever interesting?
Occasionally.
But where Jess exactly is not concerned. Like, where Jess is not concerned, is Luke ever interesting?
No. Not really. But like, that's exactly the point, is like, she did not add to the show in a beneficial way, in my opinion.
Well, I think there were unresolved things in Luke and Lorelai's relationship, and the presence of April caused them to face those things and break up, but then later reconcile and have a better relationship because of it. He learned to not keep things from her and actually communicate with her, and which is stuff he didn't really do as well before.
Yeah, and I think, like, I mean, I wrote this bullet point under Lorelai as a con. So, like, Luke gave Lorelai the time to, like, heal things with Rory before they start planning their wedding. And then he's like, I need to figure things out with my daughter. And so she gives him some time, but eventually she's like, I can't wait anymore. It's like, he had something possibly even bigger happen, and you can't give him the time to figure things out.
Yeah.
But still, I didn't need all the storylines of like, I have a fan tramp. Nobody likes me. I want to go to this boy-girl party.
Yeah, but those are things that like...
My appendix is rupturing.
Those are things that preteens and like young teens can relate to.
Yeah, but that wasn't who was watching the show.
I was.
We are now, but like, that wasn't what the rest of the show was. So the target audience who really liked what the whole show was.
It doesn't mean
all
that
these storylines were like from a different show and inserted in.
It doesn't mean that she deserves to be hated, okay? Blame the writers. Don't blame April.
But she is a creation of the writers. She's not a real person.
You know how old April was when she had moved to Arizona?
No.
13.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember her
shut up with Australia, McKenna. Shut up.
I'm just saying, like, it was literally the most relatable moment in the show for me. Because I was 12, almost 13. When I found out we had to move way far away, I had the same reaction as her. I was like, it's gonna suck. I just feel like I start getting my life here. And now you're gonna tear it all away. I'm gonna have to start from scratch and I'm gonna be the weird new girl and everything. And then she like moved to Arizona, like how I moved to Australia. And afterwards, we were both like, this new place is so cool. You guys, it's so cool.
Also, you were weird at your old school too. So, like, why does it matter?
Yeah, but I had friends. I was homecoming princess.
Right.
Okay. I had boys who had crushes on me somehow.
McKenna, you gotta let it go.
I do, but I'm just saying that that moment was really relatable for me. Like, yeah. I know exactly how she's feeling because I went through the exact same things. I said the exact same things. And I'll also say that April at one point admits that she's blunt and says that she's trying to work on it, but that's better than a lot of adults.
Yeah, she probably heard someone on TV say it and copy and pasted it into a
because her mom told her she could be blunt. And so at one point she was blunt. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, my mom tells me I can be that way and I'm trying to work on it.
And I think that's good. That was good for Luke. Like, because she's so different and so like aware of herself and like how she interacts with people and he's not. You guys talking about hating April brings me to think about hating another character very close to April, which is Luke. I like Luke. I think he's the best of Lorelai's boyfriends, but that doesn't mean that he's not kind of hated. Like, I just, he's never good at communicating, ever really. He's kind of just like stuck, which isn't bad. And it's not necessarily like Lorelai's not like mad that he's stuck and she's not necessarily trying to go anywhere herself. But she does have so much potential too. And like part of me is like, if Luke showed an interest in like maybe expanding a little bit, maybe she would, you know, jump on that and be like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. My biggest con against him, as I'm sure is for many people, is him waiting 2 months to tell Lorelai about April and then waited even longer to let Lorelai into April's life. I can see from his perspective why he was like, no, she'll like you better than me. But like, still, like, she at least let her see her April sometimes.
It wasn't Luke's place to necessarily invite Lorelai in April's life. It's April's mom's choice too, and Luke didn't confide in the mother, which is wrong.
Yeah, but the mom, so for April's 13th birthday party, Anna, who I also don't like, she said, oh, she had to consent to it turning into a sleepover. And what, she wanted Luke to sleep in a room with 13 other girls?
Well, she trusts Luke. She has no idea who, like, she's never really met Lorelai.
Well, yeah, but if she is putting, if Luke, she put Luke in charge of the party. So she must trust Luke's judgment in some way. But she couldn't trust his judgment in his fiance.
It's just that she's never met Lorelai, period. That's it. She needs to be able to judge for herself. This is her kid. I mean, she kept Luke from meeting her for 13 years.
And it was, like, more than her kid, because at that party, they're also responsible for all the other kids. And so to turn around and be like, hey, I let your daughter hang out with some woman we don't know.
Well, yeah. At least Luke was still there, and he was, like, downstairs, so yeah. For some reason someone tried to break in, which wouldn't happen in Stars Hollow. Like, he was there as the first line of defense.
Yes. I'm not mad at Anna about that. I'm mad at Anna about not telling Luke for 13 years. I think that's wrong.
Yeah.
And then for trying to keep him from his daughter when moving to Arizona.
I mean, she has the right to that custody and everything, but they worked it out.
The judge worked it out.
The judge worked it out. Thanks to Lorelai.
Yeah, thanks to Lorelai. But I will say some things that are pros for Luke. He really fought for his relationship with April. So, like, again, going to the lawyer. And I think he valued that relationship more than his one with Lorelai, because no matter what happens, she'll always be, like, his family, his daughter. And he wants, like, that strong, lasting relationship with her. He would also drop anything to help family, both his and Lorelai's, even when him and Lorelai aren't together. Like, he went to the hospital for Richard's heart attacks in both season one and season seven, even though he wasn't with Lorelai. In fact, they still weren't really talking in season seven when he went and, you know, took Jess into his life, even though he had no idea how to raise a kid or help Liz or TJ with some disaster. So he's very much a family man.
Do acts of service for them in other ways.
Tori, do you have any pros you want to say about Luke?
I mean, I think he always had good intentions. It was just the communication got in his way and like not expanding his viewpoint, his perspective.
Yeah, and like how he held a, when they went to Martha's Vineyard, he like held a grudge against Logan because he thought Lorelai was holding some kind of grudge against Logan, even though she wasn't.
Communication.
And he even said, like, before they went, do we even like this guy? She's like, yeah, he's fine. Like, whatever. He's like, I'm a grumpy old man.
Yeah, always a grumpy old man.
That's, like, one of the worst episodes. I hate watching that episode because they're so cringy, all of them.
Yeah. Cringy.
Why is Rory at the gym? No. No. I mean, she didn't do anything.
I mean, do you remember what they did? They just like
walked there. Can I work in? Honestly, I didn't know what that meant for the longest time.
No, I've never heard anyone in real life ever say that.
I've heard it once.
Okay. Who next? Lorelai?
Sure.
Miss Lorelai Gilmore.
I mean, obviously she's wonderful. But she has some problems, not to mention her relationship issues and, like, incapabilities of, you know, commitment or whatever. But also, she just, like,
the projecting.
What?
The projecting of her life and views on her parents onto Rory.
Yeah.
And everything, even when they're being genuine.
Yeah. Well, that's my, like, qualm with her is, like, she's very ungrateful for like the privilege that she grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like, yes, of course she had, you know, problems with her parents, but probably so did like all the kids she went to school with. Like, as we saw when Rory was at Chilton, like Paris and Madeline mm-hmm. and Louise's families all had issues too.
And Tristan and
yeah, like everyone of those kids have issues with their parents, and like for Lorelai to never be like, I don't know, thank you for that. I know that she threw it away. I mean, she didn't throw it away. She chose a different life. Mm-hmm. But just to, like, always, to never have gratitude. I don't think she ever, like, ever showed that. Like a thank you for that option. Even though I didn't take the option, thank you for it type of thing.
Yeah, and I think some, like, for some of the things that she does, so I've started listening to like the I Am All In podcast, which is like Scott Patterson rewatching the series. And so far there have been like 4 episodes where they've had like the same therapist come on at like different points in the series. And they talked about how Lorelai had to become an adult when she was still a teenager. So she's bound to still act like a teen sometimes, since she like associates what she did with that age with adulthood. So
yeah,
she doesn't always make the best decisions, and that is part of the reason why.
I mean, neither do adults who become parents as adults. Like, it's,
I still doing. Feel like I'm 18.
You are.
So even if I had a kid now, I would still feel like I'm 18.
You're like, oh shit.
Oh, well, I saw this thing that was like, attention, like, people born between, like, 1993, or 1985 and 1995. Why aren't you married yet? And this girl was like, what am I, some kind of child bride? But the youngest they would be is, like, my age, for that age group. Some kind of child bride. I was like, the most relatable thing. I feel like that sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm so young though, like, to have kids. Like, I'm too young. I'm like, wait. I was like 2 years old by now. And our parents waited 5 years to have kids. I'm officially older than mom.
I mean,
when she had me.
Yes, yes. Sorry, I don't know.
What was that?
Well, I watched this YouTuber, or I guess she's a TikToker, but she like does like Utah mom parody videos. She's very funny. She's like the woman who does the videos like things my four-year-old said this week. Okay. But like she's the four-year-old. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But she, yeah. She just does like not moving your face laughs.
Anyway.
Okay.
Something else, like one of Lorelai's poor decisions. When she started to date Christopher in season 7, I feel like it was because both him and Luke, especially because Luke said it, Luke said it'd be like the right thing for her to do, that like her and Christopher were right for each other. So she trusted them instead of her own instincts.
True. I mean, but also I
think she had to get it out of her system, or she'd always wonder.
Yeah.
Did they have to get married? I don't know. But
and her getting married without Rory there.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
He can propose. That's fine. But married? No.
Do we want to go into Christopher? Or do people have more to say about Lorelai?
I mean, like, isn't it obvious with Christopher? Like, he loves Lorelai. I love that. But he was never there for Rory. Like,
trying to drag her back.
Yeah. Always made bad decisions.
Like, let it go, dude.
Always made drama.
Mm-hmm. And like some people would say that whenever he showed up, it seemed like he was there a little bit for Rory, but he was there mostly to try to get Lorelai. Mm-hmm. An exception would obviously be the debutante ball. But
and I think that's why Rory kind of like was like, stop coming around, stop talking to us, stop calling my mom.
He wouldn't leave Lorelai alone despite the number of times she told him she wasn't interested.
And the times that Rory said, please don't talk to us, he still called Lorelai.
Okay, I wrote something. Let's see if it still makes sense. He was blinded by his love for Lorelai, respect for her as a mom, and hatred at himself for not being there to help raise Rory, that he can't see signs when different relationships aren't right, or when there's something like Lorelai's heartbreak from, you know, breaking up with Luke, or if there's someone else present that is blocking the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it was part of the reason he wanted to get back with Lorelai was to, like, assuage some of the guilt he had for, like, ditching her mm-hmm. and leaving yeah. her to raise Rory. And if he came back into their lives, then he had no reason to feel bad.
Yeah, and she was always like, you were 16. Like, it's really not a big deal. Like, mm-hmm. it is, but also, like, don't hold yourself to
understandable.
That.
Understandable.
Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily, like, him ditching them. Like, Lorelai kind of wanted to do it her way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the only way he could have been, like, a part of their lives is if he dropped everything and, like, followed Lorelai. And she would have felt so guilty for doing that to him. That, like...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he still could have been, like, visited Rory more or whatever.
Yeah, and he, like... He tried to build a life for himself far away from Rory, too. Like, for someone who acts like he wants to be in his daughter's life so much, why was he trying to start a business in California? Like, I think they chose California. Like, partly it's a tech place, but it's also literally the opposite side of the country. For he married Sherry, a woman he didn't love, because she was pregnant instead of being honest with her about his feelings. He then left
Sherry
Lorelai because she wrote a character reference for Luke and didn't believe Lorelai when she was defending herself, and even looked Chris in the eyes and said she doesn't love Luke, she loves Chris. Obviously, Lorelai and Chris weren't right for each other, but still, it's almost like he was waiting for her to bail on the marriage the whole time. Granted, it was also combined with Lorelai's lack of enthusiasm for the wedding party. But a lot of that was likely because she didn't care for all that formal pomp and circumstance like that her parents like. But, like, seriously, dude, sit down and talk with her about it instead of just up and leaving.
Well,
and
no,
then
he
not even, could. Like, calling her back to be like, hey, I got your message about your father's heart attack. I'm on my way. Like, he just showed up. He didn't alleviate her worries by by like saying, hey, I got these messages.
Well, I mean, he could have loved Sherry too. Like, we don't know that he didn't love Sherry, and well, he didn't end that marriage. What?
He was going to leave her until she called and said she was pregnant.
Okay, you can still like love someone and leave them, but I mean, he was going to stay and make it work with Sherry. She's the one who ended it.
Yeah, but he was only going to do that because...
because he failed the first
he
time.
He didn't do that with Rory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which he can still be in the kid's life and not be married to Sherry. Well, maybe, not with Sherry. Sherry is very type A.
Maybe he thought it just wasn't going to... it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Because it's still separate households and she's the mother, so she'd get the most custody.
Mm-hmm. Something else... he suggests to Lorelai that they have a kid out of jealousy that arose after seeing Lorelai and Luke with Liz's baby, and then tries to go for it right away. When Lorelai stops him, he says she must think that they won't last and gets upset with her. And does a, like, angry, like, roll over with your his back toward her in bed.
Yeah. Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. I also think there's a reason he's mainly referred to as Christopher instead of Chris. I think Lorelai might be the only person who ever called him Chris. And, like, even the townspeople would say Christopher. Like, they always kept things, like, that more formal, somewhat distant with him. Do you want to do a small one or a big one?
Just pick whoever's next on your list.
Emily. Let's talk about Emily.
I mean, yeah, she got problems.
I think Emily, though.
I like her. Overall, I like her.
Oh,
but there
yeah.
are some things about her that I'm like, you are the worst person in the world.
Yeah. Oh, well, when she, like, told Chris to intervene on Luke and Lorelai's relationship because she didn't think Luke was good enough for Lorelai.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Awful. Awful.
Yes. Or, like, just the fact that she doesn't listen. Like, I can't count the number of times she thought Lorelai was, like, lying to her or withholding the truth from her and went on and on as if Lorelai was doing that. So, like, in Ballroom and Biscotti, Lorelai kept saying, like, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make the dinner. And Emily kept saying, you mean you wouldn't? She's like, I couldn't. You wouldn't. And then in the reboot, when they fought after Richard's wake about the anecdote that came to Lorelai's mind, you must have, like, hated your father. And she's like, I didn't. I loved him. She's like, no, you hated him. I loved him. Emily, yeah. Listen to your freaking daughter. That's the only note I had written about Emily.
But I mean, they're the same in that way. Like, Lorelai's like, Emily thinks this way, and this is the only way that is. And then Emily thinks the same thing of Lorelai. I mean, she's hilarious.
And for a lot of things, like, she has good intentions. But the way she wants to go through with it doesn't match how everyone else wants to, what works for other people. I have another short one next. Marty.
Oh, yeah. He's weird when he, like, lies and says he doesn't know who Rory is. But then she sucks for, like, agreeing with that.
Well, I don't think, like, because she said multiple times, like, that made her uncomfortable. And I think he knew that she would go through with it because she's, like, too nice to, like, out him right then and there. Like, she wouldn't be like, what, Marty? You're lying. He knows she wouldn't just go out and say that.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a little manipulative. And then he drunkenly told Rory that she was beautiful at his girlfriend's birthday party.
No word.
Tricks. Pretty obvious. Constantly passive-aggressive toward Emily. And the letter.
Tricks. Like, there's no redeeming quality.
I mean, she, like, did good things in her life. She just didn't necessarily treat some of the people around her very well.
Yeah.
A lot of people hate Logan. Serena, I know your team, Logan.
I mean, they all have their issues. Okay. They all have their issues. Logan definitely is the, like, oh, woe is me. Like, again, the whole thing with Lorelai, where it's kind of like ignoring the privilege that one has, being ungrateful, being so ungrateful. Like, you cannot like it, but still be grateful for it.
And but I feel like he kind of learned from that toward the end, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because he makes a huge mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. But then in the reboot, he kind of goes back.
I can't even talk about the reboot. It's, like, so different. I don't understand.
Like, he had such a... he had a pretty good arc for only being in, like, 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was a big party boy. He He improved a lot, took a little dip, and then came back. And I will say, showed up as soon as possible for Rory after Richard's season 7 heart attack to be like a contrast to Christopher. And then, unlike Dean, when Dean told Rory that he loved her, Logan gave Rory time after proposing to her because he knew it seemed out of the blue. He didn't get angry with her for not giving him an answer right away.
Mm-hmm. He was also much older than Dean was at the time.
Well, yeah, but I feel like Dean would have gotten angry at that age.
I mean, at the time, he was only... Well, I mean, okay, he was probably 6 years older.
Logan was like 25.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were way older. Never mind. Yeah, I mean, he had some great... I mean, he was a super rich guy, so he had all the super rich guy problems and privileges, and he took advantage of all of them, like getting in trouble all the time and just having his parents bail him out. Even though he's, like, so talented and smart, he, you know, just kind of wasted away. Whereas someone like Rory, who has those talents and smarts, did not let them go to waste because mm-hmm. she knew how hard they were to earn.
Made the most of her opportunities. Mm-hmm.
But he, like, you know, stood up for her against her father, his father all the time, which was really great. Like, it was when his family sucked and, you know, was always there for her in other ways. But when he, like, lost all that money and, like, lost his job.
That was the dip I talked about in his arc, which, like, you can't.
And when he cheated,
like, you can't have a perfect arc. You have to regress a little.
I mean, the thing with Rory, that feels like the Ross, Rachel, we were on a break.
Yeah.
We weren't on a break type situation.
Well, Logan thought they were, like, broken up. Whereas Ross was like, we were just on a break.
Well, I mean, a break is a temporary breakup. So you, unless you discuss it, you have, like, free reign to do whatever you want, I guess. You have to communicate, but whatever.
I'm team Rachel for friends, but I think Logan wasn't, like, in the wrong. I thought he really thought they were broken up.
But he didn't tell Rory that happened.
Well, he thought that their fight was a breakup. That's what he said.
Yeah, but still, when they got back together, didn't they get back together right before that?
Yeah.
No, they got right. What? No, they. No, Jess was there. They had a fight. He thought that was a breakup. And then they got back together.
And then they went to the wedding and she found out.
Before the wedding, and she found out at the wedding.
Mm hmm.
And so he didn't tell her that stuff happened when they got back together.
Well, if he thought that they were apart.
It's not wrong that he did it, but he still needs to tell her.
Yeah, especially since she was about to be hanging out with a bunch of girls that he, like, hooked up with during that time.
Well, yeah, since she was going to be around them, he should have told her. But I don't think otherwise he was obligated to tell her.
I think so.
Like, if she wasn't going to be around those girls, I don't think you would have been obligated to tell her.
I think so. Absolutely. You need 100% clarity.
Exactly. Transparency in a relationship.
I have one more small one before two bigger ones. Do you guys have anything else you want to say about Logan?
Love Logan, Team Logan. I don't want to talk about the redo or whatever. That's not who I'm talking about.
They should do, like, another reboot 10 years in and then pick up the show again when Rory's kid is 16 or like 15 turning 16.
Oh my god,
a junior in high school or something.
Like, skip all of the,
like, just see, like, a little bit of the childhood and then many years later childhood.
Let's do Gilmore Girls part 2. Oh my god, it's not gonna be as good though.
And yeah, they're going to have to come up with whole new things to throw off the plot.
Yeah, and it's like Logan's baby, and that's, ugh.
But Jess will be the father.
No, ugh, they're just going to, like, redo everything that happened.
Yeah, that's the whole point, is that it would be exactly the same. Jess would be pining for Rory, and eventually they'd get together, but Logan would keep popping up.
Making especially if it's Logan's kid.
Mm. Is it Logan, or is it the Wookiees?
It's the Wookiee.
No,
it's Wookiee. Team, it's the Wookiee. Wait, Toria, when I told you I thought it was the Wookiee, you told me it's crazy.
Well, wait, wasn't the Wookiee in the second episode?
Third. Toward the end of the third.
Oh, so it couldn't be the Wookiee? But it's, like, they wouldn't do that. If they did that, I'm not watching it.
No.
I know, I don't want it to be Logan's, but I want it to be someone she knows.
Well, what if the Wookiee was Paul?
Paul.
He probably cut the head on.
It's definitely
He probably forgot what his body looked like.
It's Logan's.
Moving on to our last smaller one, Zach.
I don't hate Zach.
Flawless.
He was like one of the best boyfriends on the show.
He's a goof. He's aloof. A goofy
aloof.
Yeah,
he's aloof, but his heart was always genuine. Was he a
He was a playboy.
Yeah. Well, he was a teenager.
Before Lane, yeah.
He must have been older than Lane.
But the second him and Lane got together, he was flawless.
Yeah. And you know, it's good. He tested the water, so then when he got to date Lane, he was more sure of her.
Well, like,
he's allowed
he to ignored Lane's he ignored Lane's pregnancy at first, though, and he was like, he even offered her like beer and stuff.
Well, that was shock.
Yeah, but yeah, he was just like in denial and in shock of like the whole thing.
He wasn't like being a jerk.
And then but once him and Lane got together, it wasn't all hunky dory because he let his jealousy get in the way of the band getting a record deal. It Very broke true. Up the band. That and then piece. He's like, I know how to get back together with Lane. I'll propose to her. Very like, boy, you're crazy. That's a Christopher move right there.
That's every show in history is like, every guy is like, I'm just going to propose.
It was Max Medina. It was Max Medina. Max
That's
Medina's
all these
move
women
too.
Want to be married.
Yeah. This will show her I'm actually sorry.
And he was also very against Gil because of his age.
That's true. He's ageist. But he thought Lorelai was hot. So is he, how ageist could he be?
How much older than Lorelai was Gil?
Yeah. Expand the age range of your crowd. You got Babette coming to shows now and probably Miss Patty with her.
He eventually agreed.
Yeah.
Well, after Lane told him, you're in.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very minor flaws.
Beige flag.
Do you guys want to end with Rory or Dean?
We have to end with Rory. Dean's obvious.
Of course he sucks. He has some nice traits, but sucks.
He was clingy. He was controlling. He was aggressive.
And oh my god. Tori.
He was misogynistic.
Tori, Tamlin, and Rhysand. Wait, is it Rhysand or Rhysand?
Rhysand.
I hate that his name is
Peanut
Reese.
Buttercup.
Reese. I can't call him Reese. I've been calling him Riss. But anyway. Tamlin and Dean, Reese and Jess.
Okay, he also, at the Winter Wonderland Carnival in season 3, or Winter Carnival, he's like hanging out with Rory, with like his little sister, and he is going up to Jess, and he's like, well, being friends with her worked for you, didn't it? So that's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, you're her ex, so she's like been there, done that, not going back.
Yeah.
Like, let it go. And then he goes to Jess and he's like, this is my town. Back
I
off.
All those moments.
And it's like,
okay,
Dean, you have
facing off.
Yeah, and like Dean, you have been there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Jess has been there for 1 year. But his family goes back decades. His mm-hmm. uncle owns like the top restaurant in town. And is, like, well-involved in town, even though he doesn't really want to be. And, like, he has roots here. He probably came here a few times growing up. I don't know. Like, this is this town is where his family is.
I don't think
like,
Jess
do not go
there.
Be the, this is my town.
I don't think Jess ever went to Starfall.
He probably didn't. But, like, his family still has deep roots. Like,
yes.
And his uncle is well-established in the town.
Yeah.
Dean's
little
parents
outburst.
Are not.
Dean's little outburst was like so ridiculous and stupid, but he wasn't wrong. He remained friends with Rory, and eventually they did get back together.
He played the long game there. Well, I mean, it was only at the end of the next season.
Yeah, it was really only like a year and a half.
Yeah, and then he marries a girl, even though he's still in love with Rory.
And treats her like shit, too.
Cheats on her.
Awful. Yeah.
As much as she had her little annoying moments, like, all the stuff, like, when he was, yeah, with Rory, and the scene where she, like, made dinner, and he's just, like, yelling at her and whatnot.
Also, the whole, when he tells Rory he loves her, and, like, getting mad and breaking up with her. Like, you just told her you love her. Why would you break up with her?
Yeah.
Like, why won't you understand, at least try to, like, respect that she has a reason for not saying it, even if you can't fully understand it.
But he did have the best relationship with Lorelai out of the three of them. That's a pro.
I don't know, narcolepsy boy.
Another con was the, like, the Donna Reed episode.
I just woman to cook and clean.
Just like, yeah.
Right.
Makes dinner and keeps the house clean.
Yeah. And then Rory, like, does that, and it's so weird.
I get it, but, like, no.
It's, yeah, that was weird. I mean, it was, like, just it's trying a cute to prove episode, a point,
but yeah.
Also, a big red flag that doesn't have, I'm 16, like, it's that the Asian is an excuse. When he goes over for the first movie night at Lorelai and Rory's, and he's like, so when can I like suggest the movie? And Rory's like, I don't know, what would you suggest? He suggests Boogie Nights. For a long time, I was like, oh, Boogie Nights sounds like a fun 70s movie, like maybe like Saturday Night Fever. And when I finally watched it on Netflix, it's basically like a 2-hour porno. I'm like, well, you suggested to watch that with your girlfriend and her mom.
So it was probably a joke if he was suggesting that.
He said it so seriously.
It was probably a joke.
Probably because the actor had no idea what the movie was.
Yeah. But still, like, that's the like early impression he's trying to make on Rory too.
Yeah.
Like, I like pornos.
Yeah.
No, like, okay. Get away from him. Get
yeah, the actor probably had no idea.
Yeah, damn. That was just the take that stuff.
No, I'm sure Jared Padalecki had an idea. He was 18. No, he probably knew.
Probably not.
Yeah, but it's just a
18,
random...
Boogie Nights came out in the 90s. He probably knew.
I think that's meant to be a joke, though.
No.
I don't think
he said it so seriously.
That has to be a joke.
I mean, they say a lot of things serious.
Yeah.
Boogie Nights came out in 1997.
That's part of the humor.
Well, it didn't come across as a joke to me. Now I'm just like waving a red flag every time I hear it.
It's a joke. Like, I'm 100% positive that it's intended.
I don't care. That is so inappropriate for a 15 or 16 year old to suggest.
I mean, I think it's funny.
I don't.
Maybe he was trying to seem mature to Laura.
I hated that movie.
And finally, Rory.
The pros and cons of Rory Gilmore.
I mean, I would say as a pro, she was very relatable. Because in real life, no one is all good or all bad or makes all good decisions.
Yeah, I feel like part of the reason people hate on her so much is because, like, they had that, like, expectation of her to be perfect, just like so many other people in the show did. But, like, you can't have a Mary Sue character and have a show last a long time, because that's just going to get boring.
And, like, I mean, a lot of people's problems arose, especially after A Year in the Life came out, and people were like, she was supposed to achieve all this stuff, why didn't she? And I feel like that's really just, like, a projection, but, like, very true in society today that, like, no longer is it true that just going to college is going to get you exactly where you need to be, like, where it was for, like, our parents' generation. If you went to college, then you were pretty much guaranteed that you were going to get a good job with a decent wage, enough to, you know, buy a house and blah, blah, blah. Whereas nowadays, it's not really the case. So they demonstrated that.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. But, like, it is the case. Like, you know, now we go to college, we're not guaranteed the job, we're not guaranteed good wages, and we're not guaranteed that even if we get good wages that we'll definitely be able to buy a house, like, soon, you know? So I think it really does demonstrate that well. And, like, just not everyone's going to have, like, a big break, especially in a career path like she's trying. Like, journalism, anything, like, media, arts related, like, you have to get a break, like, a big break or have a hit, or it's never going to, like, take off. And a majority of people in that industry never take off. It's a very small percentage that does. So, yeah.
And she has, like, the whole, like, golden child trope or whatever, where it tends to be those characters that, like, make the really big mistakes.
And she was always very clear that whatever she got, she wanted to earn. She didn't want to just use her connections.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe using her connections would have landed her in a better spot, but that was the choice she made.
Yeah, her life's just a mess in the reboot. Kept forgetting Paul.
Yeah, that was the weirdest. That was the most un-Rory thing.
Yeah, I feel like they meant for that to be, like, funny. It wasn't.
Yeah, but it just wasn't good for Rory.
It made sense that Luke kept forgetting him. Like, that was funny.
Yeah.
If it was just Luke, that would have been funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, cool. Like, what? We talked about something like that?
But Rory was always very... always prioritized her relationships. Like, she prioritized school, but also her relationships.
So. Yeah. And speaking of which, that brings me into the first thing that people were like, this is when Rory started to go downhill, or, like, the first big thing that we didn't like about her, which was her, like, in that limbo between Jess and Dean. So when we see Rory and Dean break up in season one, Rory's life becomes a mess. Her schoolwork takes a hit. Her relationship with Lane takes a hit. With her mom takes a hit. Just, like, everything academic and social in her life goes to ruin. And so she gets back together with Dean. Everything picks back up. She's happy as can be. School's back to its normal good track and everything. And they say, like, breaking up, it's not for us. So why would she risk leaving that again for Jess when he's unpredictable and she doesn't want to potentially ruin her school, her future, her relationship with everyone?
No, I don't think that's fair.
Dean for Jess.
I don't think that's fair. If she likes, she liked Jess more than Dean. She should stay with Dean for the sake of school.
No, it's not just for the sake of school, though. It's for all the things she went through when they broke up that first time. She didn't want to feel that again. And when Dean came back into her life, everything went back to being positive.
But and she knew, like, she wouldn't feel that again.
I feel safe and comfortable in this relationship. I'm not going to risk leaving it again, only to be heartbroken.
Well, but she knew she wouldn't really be heartbroken because she was going into a different relationship that was pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, but, like, the whole, like, throughout most of season two, doing this whole thing in the beginning of season three, like, before they broke up.
Well, I think that is why she stayed with him so long.
Yeah.
But I think that's very, like, relatable, like, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that happens a lot where you have to make a choice that's hard like that, and you don't want to leave the safe, comfortable option, but you're no longer just, like, into it. So you have to, even if there's not another person.
Yeah, she was too young to choose the I just want to be safe and comfortable route.
Yeah.
Especially when he started showing the signs of being so controlling and jealous and everything.
She doesn't know what those signs look like, though. Would you have known what those look like at 16 if you
had a mom like Lorelai? With a mom like Lorelai, maybe.
I know. I'm surprised Lorelai never really talked to her about some of that stuff, but maybe she just didn't know what was really going on.
And then the end of season four, Rory sleeps with a married Dean. Okay, so here's what I was thinking about. So she saw her mom cheat with Max in season three, like, cheat on Alex with Max, as her relationship with Alex fizzles out. And then in season four, Paris cheats on Jamie with Asher. After admitting to Rory that she doesn't have those romantic feelings for Jamie anymore, she breaks up with Jamie. With those two experiences very fresh to Rory, When Dean approaches her in her bedroom, she asks about Lindsay, and he says they both feel that it's over. And then she lets her hormones take over because she's only human and has history with Dean. And isn't like a safe sex for marriage or your life partner or whatever type of person. So like it kind of like she saw her mom cheat. She saw Paris cheat and Paris was like, I feel that's over. Breaks up with Jamie. And she's like, okay. Now she's with Dean and he says, both me and Lindsay feel like it's over and I'm taking off the ring.
Right. I mean, I still don't like that she did that, but
I don't
it's
either.
More of a Dean problem.
It's not her responsibility to take care of their marriage.
Mm-hmm. And how she's supposed to know how Lindsay feels. Mm-hmm. Like, Dean should know more about it. And, like, if Dean says Lindsay feels like it's over, then she doesn't know what else to go off of to gauge how Lindsay feels.
So I don't think she should have done it, but I don't necessarily fault her in that regard. But she does then have a double standard with other people cheating.
Well, maybe it's because she's learned how it felt after being yelled at on the street by Lindsay and her mom. Well, Lindsay's mom, really.
Yeah. But also the Paris-Asher thing. Like, first, Paris was just, like, not talking to Jamie. She was just, like, ghosting him.
Yeah.
And then Asher was, like, their teacher. So that's another level of, like, that's a no-no.
Well, he wasn't their teacher. He was just
he was a teacher at their school and much older.
Okay, and then I also have in season 6, I compared her. Now, you guys might not get this reference, but I compared Rory kissing Jess in season 6 to Jesse kissing his high school girlfriend in Full House when he's engaged to Becky. So both of those relationships ended because their partner at the time had to leave town, not because their feelings fizzled out. In both cases, it gave them clarity about how much they love who they are currently with. Her feelings about what Logan did during their separation were valid, and this clarified things for her. It was a rotten thing to do, but it's probably something people can relate to, especially considering it happened in both those series. I'm guessing it's something people will relate to.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Full House.
But your top. Oh my god.
I can't stand
it. How rude.
I'm over it.
You listen to their podcast too, McKenna.
I don't. And I do want to say, at least going off the original series, for myself, I found Rory overall to be an inspiration. And I'm sure many others find that her to be an inspiration for them as well. Because she was always working hard at being kind to others, especially her family, while also reminding us that nobody's perfect. And, like, it's partly because of her, partly because of Miley Stewart, that I was like, I'm going to work hard and go to a good school.
Like, yeah, I think she was really inspirational. Definitely.
Yeah. Miley Stewart went to Stanford.
Oh, wait. Miley Stewart.
Even after she almost... Even though she barely passed biology...
She got
exactly,
to go because she was a pop. Miss Hannah Montana, wink, wink.
Yeah. And her dad was famous.
Well, I was going to say it's mostly Rory.
Also, Rory worked her whole life. Hannah Montana worked, like, the last, like, 6 months of school.
Hey.
Because she was
she
busy.
Had a full-time job.
Yeah, she was busy. But, like,
hey, I'm just saying. This is what middle school McKenna... This is what middle school McKenna thought, okay? Well, I guess Rory came to me in elementary school.
Is that all we had to say about Rory?
I don't know. That's all I had to say.
We didn't talk about the whole, like, leaving school.
Oh, I think that's fine. I think it only hit us hard. I mean, it was weird that she shut Lorelai out. That's not cool.
Yeah, yeah. It
was kind of a both ways thing.
Yeah. Yes, Lorelai should have been the bigger person.
But yes, that whole storyline of them not talking and her living with the grandparents and stealing the boat and crazy. Weird. I could just skip right over all those episodes. I don't care about watching any of them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no positives.
Yeah, Lorelai should have been more understanding about her taking a break from school. She should have trusted that she would go back because she does love to learn.
Yeah. But I feel like also Rory should have broached the subject to her better instead of just being like, I'm leaving school. Just be like, hey, like, I've been thinking and feeling this way. Do you think, like, I kind of wanted to take a break from school? And I think Lorelai would have been more, like, receptive to that because Rory just kind of, like, shoved it in her face. Like, it's already done. And so Lorelai felt out of control and out of the loop, which is a lot of, like, how her fights with her parents happen, too, because they're just suddenly, like, pull the rug out from under her. And then Rory kind of did that. So.
Yeah, and that's kind of like how it was at the end of season four when Lorelai catches Rory and Dean. She's kind of like, whoa, this happened like out of nowhere. I didn't know you guys were like still friends like that or whatever. But since Lorelai's the mom, she should have been the one to be like, let's take a breather, go back to the inn and talk tomorrow or something. Yeah. And
And like,
instead, Rory was hounding, like, no, this is a good thing. This was a good thing. And like, Rory kept feeling like she had to defend herself.
she could also just be annoying sometimes, but like, whatever.
I know. As our last thing, we should all say like our the like most cringy episodes.
Oh.
I mean, I already kind of said mine, the Cape Cod episode, the Valentine's Day on Cape Cod is cringy.
Well, one scene that sticks out. I want to
Oh
say
wait, I
the whole
know someone we
episode.
didn't talk about.
Rory and Dean trying to have sex in Rory's car.
Oh yeah, that is an
That was
awkward like
I
scene.
think that was typical new and Taylor too.
What were you
Oh,
saying,
we
Katie?
didn't talk about Digger.
Oh, I mean.
He started off strong and then he just really blew it. And then trying to come back like weeks or months or whatever later at the inn and be like, I'm not leaving till you talk to me. And she's literally opening her inn.
I don't think he started off strong. He started off manipulating Lorelai too. He was like, your mom would hate it if you went out with me. And you saw Lorelai go from like, no way to, oh.
But I mean, like, that wasn't the, like, she was holding back because he was a part of their world, but because he was like willing to be like, your parents went
But
out
then
with this.
he's the one, right, that she had to sleep in a separate room.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, she low-key loved, but
I want that room.
it's still kind
Weird, but like, I love that.
of weird. Like, and that's nice of him. That shows like he thinks about the others who might have to stay there. He gives them like everything you could want.
How many others are there?
I can't think of the cringiest episode, but I have to go.
I think overall, season four, episode 22 is the cringiest. Just watching Dean and Rory going down to
They're
bed.
so awkward. I know.
Oh,
Whole scene is so awkward. Every time they get
Tony.
together after that is so awkward and
Yeah.
cringy.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Leave us your thoughts and opinions down below.
I'm ending the meeting. Bye.
Bye.
Boy. Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.